Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Let's, as Marty says, refresh our posture. Sit up nice and tall. Make sure your sit bones are nice, firmly grounded underneath you so that your spine can be long and spacious. It can be the central axis of your support. Let your face be relaxed, your shoulders as well. Your belly relaxed enough so that you can receive the fullness of your breath. Let's all take a deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. Open our space with the sound of Om. Three nice, long, sustained Oms. Feel the vibration of the Om even after we stop the voice.
Yeah.
I've been working with that because I got laryngitis last week. I've really been working with this concept of para vak. Para means beyond. Vak is speech. Beyond speech. It's actually a thing. I love the synchronicity of being able to walk in to Marty's class this morning and see that we're talking about this subtle vibration and the mantra. And somehow in my mind, I also made the connection as I'm looking at the title of the book that you're working through, The Splendor of Recognition, between this subtle sound and recognition. So there is a connection. When Shiva longed to know himself, when that pure state of simply being longed to know himself, to know itself, right? There's no way that it could. And so it couldn't even know if it really existed. Because there's nothing to see it. So that longing became so great that a vibration began to occur. And when that vibration occurred, movement began. And sound is that vibration, it's that movement. And then this incredible whoosh, splitting apart happened so that Shakti appeared. Shakti is that divine empowerment of manifestation and was able to turn around and recognize being, and consciousness came into form. And so that desire for recognition, that deep desire for recognition, I would even say is a core wound that we all share. And somehow sound really evokes that longing. And it also brings us back to the knowledge. And the way to be able to recognize ourselves. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I love that the splendor of recognition is the name mm-hmm. of the work that you're working on right now. I love that. It's and mantra is such a wonderful way to be able to do that, you know, to find the sound body of each of these archetypes that we work with and let that resonate in our own being so that we can embody that ourselves. I was given a practice, and we've done this, some of us have done this together before, by my teacher, Gina Salah, and her teacher, who was also, I went and studied with him, Bhagishastri, in India, in Varanasi, called Buddha Shuddhi. And some of us have done this before together. And Buddha is elements, and Shuddhi is to cleanse. So you guys know the word Nadi Shodhana, right? Or the term Nadi Shodhana, right? And that's to cleanse the pathways. Well, Shuddhi and Shodhana have the same root of Shud, which is to cleanse or purify, right? And Bhuta is elements. So it's a cleansing of the internal elements that make up our entire being. And we do this with the most powerful force that there is, which is the force of the vibration of sound. And we use what's called bija mantras. So what's a bija?
Seed.
Yes. And what is a seed?
It's like the a mantra, like the one single sound that the like requires all the attributes of that one archetype.
Yes, that is true. What is an actual seed?
Mala.
What is an actual seed that you plant in the ground?
Its potential to become
growth.
It contains everything, all the potential of what will grow out of it, which is exactly what you said. That bija, that seed sound, contains all of the qualities of whatever that it grows into, of whatever it is representing. Right.
It's more subtle than the manifestation.
It's that subtle energy. It's that subtle energy. And so we sing these aloud, right? And we get the vibration going in our bodies. But then we go silent. And we still feel and we still hear. And that's where it's at its most powerful. Because that moment of splitting away when Shakti came into form, right, when manifestation actually happened. They call it the Big Bang in Western science. In Indian science, we call it the Vesphota. And it wasn't like this loud, thunderous, deafening thing. It was so subtle, it was beyond sound. And actually, at the time, there was really nothing to hear it anyway. There were no such thing as ears quite yet, I don't think.
There's consciousness.
There was consciousness, right. So it's a sound that goes beyond our very rudimentary and limited sensory organ of ear, right? And
so thrilling to now no form.
Yes.
Now no form.
Yes.
Yeah.
To now just no
be,
form.
Yeah, now, but now to K-N-O-W.
Yes.
Form, that, ah.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Right? And for form to actually turn around and no consciousness.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow, exactly.
How amazing. How amazing. And so just that moment of recognition, we can reach back into that.
It's always
and
there.
Feel it for ourselves. And as people in recovery, that's a big part of that hole that we're trying to fill, I would think, at least for me. That was a huge part of that hole that I was trying to fill, you know, was just that I just deeply wanted to be seen and recognized and feel like I was a part of, right?
Yeah, they wanted to be me so bad.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And so we're going to work with the Buddha Shuddhi practice today. And just a quick setup of this practice. So what we're going to be doing is we're going to be kind of getting the wellspring of energy to start to rise up the Sushumna Nadi, up this main energetic channel, by chanting through each of the chakras, each of these energetic centers that holds and represents our five elements, the element of earth, water, fire, air, and space, everything through density. And then we're going to move up past density. Now, any time that you're clearing a well to get it to start to move, you don't start at the bottom of the well. You don't start digging from underground, right? You got to start from the surface. Kind of work your way down, and then the water starts to gush up, or whatever fluid, you know. Whatever you're digging for, then it can move upward. So I was taught that we start at the level of density that is the first to be able to be felt, and that's fire. So we'll start at Manipura Chakra. And also, because there's this downward pull from Manipura down, so it's a little bit, it's facilitated by that downward pull to be able to reach down into density a little bit deeper. And also because our greatest teachers start from here down, because this is the these are the three levels from Manipura, Svanishtana, and pause for a moment.
Cheer up, somebody's laughing
at me. Wow. Blessings to whoever that's for. It's all right. Wow. Okay. So from Manipura, Svanishtana, and Muladhara, which are the lower three chakras, these are where we find our greatest opportunities for practice. Right? We have our ego center, lots of opportunity there. We have our emotional center, right, at the bowl of the pelvis, and lots of family connection and things going on there. And then we have our earth center at the base of the spine, which is our physical form. And we... A lot of us, you know, me definitely, I've got a lot of, you know, a lot of opportunities for growth around how I treat my physical form, right? So we'll start out by digging our well down with the mantra, Om Guru Deva. Can you say that?
Om Guru Deva.
Yeah. And Om, of course, is that sound of creation, right? And it's called the pranava, especially in its subtle form of silence. And it is the sound that brings everything into manifestation. And then guru, what's a guru?
Bringing light out of darkness.
Yes, that's one way to look at it, definitely.
Priest.
Yeah. It's a what?
Teacher or a priest?
Yeah, it's a teacher, priest, yeah. And guru also means heavy.
Heavy.
Yeah, yeah. It also means heavy. And it's just something, it's a force that's just can't be withstood. You know, it just cannot be withstood. It's that force of truth that's so strong.
Realization.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And then what is, excuse me?
Anchoring consciousness.
Yeah. And then what is Deva?
Agent.
Deva, that's Devi, yeah. Deva is divine in this sense, in this connotation, it's divine. So we're singing to the divine guru, the divine teacher, that lies at each of these points, each of these three lowest chakras, right? And with gratitude, gratitude is the key in all of this. And what I'd really like you to drop into today is when I say, and now, let the mantra be silent within you, and see if you can really feel the subtleness in the silence. Still hear the words, still feel the vibration, and just notice what you notice in your body, in your mind, in your emotions, in your energetic field. And the more that we do this, last week when I had laryngitis, I worked so much with silence, and it was really a profound practice. It really is. I mean, I've done it before, but never completely silent. I always started out with sound. I didn't have that opportunity last week. I had to rely on really dropping into that subtle state.
This
and what a practice. Yeah.
You couldn't pretend about this one.
Exactly.
And no imagination.
And because I do mantra every day as a practice, I could feel the benefits of that. I could feel, you know, my body, the resonance. I could feel the vibration as if I was just singing out loud. And it was even more profound, even stronger. Yeah. All right, so we're going to start out by sitting up nice and tall. Even begin to move your body in a clockwise direction. So clockwise moves downward. It's downward moving energy. We're going to be moving down through the lowest of the three chakras. Beginning at Manipura chakra. Practice that come through our deepest fears. Perhaps you'd like to change your direction now, so that now the circle is counterclockwise. Begin to move the energy upward and outward. As we draw from that well of Kundalini Shakti, the endless empowerment she represents, the power of change. Visualize yourself at the top of a tall, tall mountain, almost at the very peak, standing right in front of a sheer cliff face. Earth. Looking out across the land, you see the far horizon and the curvature of our beautiful planet. And in the distance, three other mountaintops, equidistant to yours. The number four, foundation, stability. This is the element of our physical bodies. Our form, deep, dense, all enveloping. This is our security, home. The color is red, the deepest, densest vibration on the light spectrum that we can perceive. Turning to face the mountain cliff, you see behind you, hidden among creepers and vines, the mouth of a cave. Curious, you brush the creepers aside, and you move into the cave, and you see a very faint golden red glow off in the distance, down in the darkness. Enticed, and you follow the glow, and you wind your way down, down, down through endless winding corridors, steep pathways, staircases that go on forever. And finally, as the light, the red light, grows brighter and brighter in front of you, turn a corner, and there before you is a beautiful, glowing red gold stalagmite thrusting up from the earth. A linga, Shiva in his formless state, and wrapped around the base of this linga, beautiful golden cobra, the Kundalini Shakti. Three coils wrapped at the base of the linga, and her hood open as she hovers over the top in an attitude of love and protection. This is Muladhara Chakra, the root. Functions of elimination and purification. The Bija Mantra. Shomnanati with love, compassion, and recognition. Seeing Muladhara Chakra surrounded, imbued, and permeated with brilliant white light. The light, the Bija Mantra Lam, nourishing and tonifying Muladhara Chakra. Orange. The sense here Sushumna Nadi, love and compassion, into Svadhisthana Chakra, the seat of the self. Seeing this chakra, a beautiful water, surrounded and imbued with brilliant white light, the light in the Bija Mantra of Vam, nourishing and tonifying Svadhisthana Chakra. Down Sushumna Nadi, love and compassion, Manipura chakra. See, it's surrounded and imbued with brilliant white light. The light, the Bija Mantra Ram, nourishing and tonifying Manipura chakra. Mantra Yam, nourishing and tonifying Anahata Chakra. begin to move upward, Kundalini Shakti finds her way to the pit of your throat.
Pineal gland, where true sight occurs.
into Shoshana Nani, love and compassion. Seeing Agni Chakra surrounded, imbued, permeated with brilliant white light. The light of the Bija Mantra of Om, purifying and tonifying Agni Chakra. Now to the top of your head, Kundalini Shakti breaks free, joins with her beloved Shiva and Sahasrara Chakra, the thousand-petaled lotus, see an upturned lotus like an umbrella over your head, raining down petals of iridescent white light. Back in the Shanti Mantra, the Earth Mantra, Lokaha Samastaha Sukhino Bhavantu, sending the energy of this practice out to benefit all of creation. Divine peace, we are divine light, and we are the divine offering. Hariom Tatsa. Namaste.
Hariom Tatsa. Namaste.